Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. A solid rebound day for the markets, with the S&P 500 up 4/10 and the NASDAQ climbing 0.7%. Looks like broad strength carried the day.
It did, but you have to look at how we finished. The market staged a strong rebound, yes, but we saw a significant fade into the close. The major averages finished with about half their early gains, and that was led by a late slide in technology. That's the real story here.
Right. The info tech sector actually finished down 0.1% after being a leader most of the day. You saw it in the big names. Apple was basically flat. Microsoft down over 1%. And Nvidia. Nvidia had a nasty reversal, giving up a nearly 2% gain to close down almost 1.8%.
Exactly. That's classic late-day distribution. When the generals get shot into the close, you pay attention. It tells you there's some risk-off sentiment bubbling just under the surface, even on an up day.
So where was the strength then? Because communication services and consumer discretionary were the top two sectors.
That's where the mega-cap story gets interesting. It wasn't uniform weakness. You had Meta Platforms finally getting a bid after its earnings drop, and Alphabet pushed back towards its record highs. The real standout, though, was Tesla.
Up over 4%. It erased most of yesterday's big slide, even with reports of weak sales in Germany. And in that same sector, McDonald's rallied over 2% despite an earnings miss. The market seemed focused on their strong same-store sales.
It's a tale of two markets. On one hand, you have that encouraging breadth. Advancers beat decliners 2-1. The equal-weighted S&P 500 outperformed the cap-weighted index. And the Russell 2000 small caps absolutely ripped higher, up 1.5%. That's healthy.
That is healthy. It suggests wider participation beyond just the mega caps.
But on the other hand, that late-day tech weakness is a warning. And I think the bond market is telling us why. Yields jumped to their highest level since early October.
Driven by that economic data. The ADP employment report came in hotter than expected. And both the S&P Global and ISM Services PMIs showed expansion, with the ISM prices paid component hitting a three-year high.
There it is. That is not a data point that screams rate cut in December. The market is sniffing out that the Fed might have to stay on the sidelines longer, and that's putting pressure on high-duration tech stocks. It's a classic macro headwind.
Speaking of headwinds, a tough day for Pinterest. Down almost 22%. That's a brutal move.
An absolute implosion. They missed on EPS, and their Q4 revenue guide was cautious. Management is talking about macro uncertainty, new tariffs hitting home furnishings, and you can just feel the competition from Meta and Google breathing down their neck.
It's a tough spot when your bigger rivals are posting monster quarters and talking about a healthy ad recovery. And you're not.
It's the ad tech gap. Pinterest is still playing catch up. While their user growth was great, hitting 600 million monthly actives, they just aren't monetizing as effectively as the giants. The stock is in the penalty box until they prove they can.
Okay, so we have a market with improving breadth but a clear headwind from rising rates and a late day fade in tech. With that tricky backdrop, where are you finding actionable ideas for tomorrow?
You look for relative strength. You find the names that ignored that late-day selling and closed on their highs. That's where the immediate opportunity is. I've got a handful of continuation setups that look primed.
Let's hear them.
First up is IBM. While the NASDAQ was fading, IBM showed a persistent bid all afternoon and closed right near its highs. It's showing clear relative strength. I'm looking for a minor pullback toward the 306 level to get long, targeting a push through 307.20. If it clears that, 309 is next.
Interesting. An old tech name showing leadership. What else?
Industrials. Ferguson, ticker FERG. This one was a beast today. It just stair-stepped higher all session and closed at the high of the day with rising volume into the close. That's accumulation. I like buying a small dip toward 248.50, looking for the break of 250.
I see that pattern on the chart. A very clean reclaim and close near the highs for Woodward, WWD as well.
Yes, another strong industrial. It sold off mid-afternoon with the market, but got bought right back up and closed strong. That shows commitment from buyers. A retest of 261.50 would be an ideal entry, targeting a move through 263 and then up toward 265.
So you're seeing a theme here, leadership rotating into some of these quality industrial and tech names that aren't as sensitive to rates?
I wouldn't say they're insensitive, but they are showing strength against the tape, which is key. Look at First Commonwealth Financial, FCFS, a regional bank that had a steady, low-volume uptrend all day. It's not explosive, but it's constructive. A push over 162.25 could get it moving to 163, then 164.
Got it. Any high beta names on the radar? Or is it too risky with the market showing some cracks?
You have to be very selective. But one name did pop. It's a microcap, so small size is critical here. Entera Bio, ticker ENTX. It broke above the key $3 level late in the day with a big surge in volume. That's a classic momentum trigger. I'd watch for a quick retest of $3 to hold for a potential fast move to 3.20 or even 3.35.
So the key takeaway for traders is to respect the late-day market weakness, but focus on the pockets of clear relative strength that fought that fade. Those are the names likely to lead if the market finds its footing again.
That's the entire game plan. Don't fight the tape, but follow the strength within it. IBM, FERG, WWD, these names close strong for a reason. They're telling you where the money is rotating. Be ready for them tomorrow.
Excellent insights. That's all the time we have. Thanks for listening to Next Day Prep. We'll be back tomorrow to get you ready for the opening bell.